with a little bit of thought-provoking stuff. I thought that we should perhaps reflect on Jeff in 3CV light. And so very briefly, I found some quotations which I think are very applicable here. The first one is, death ends a life, not a relationship. And that's certainly true, because many of us have developed relationships with Jeff which we'll never forget. He was a ham's ham, and he epitomized all of the good things that ham radio stands for. The second quote, some people come into our lives and leave footprints on our hearts, and we are never ever the same. And that is certainly the case with Jeff. He was a very intelligent, very thoughtful, very thought-provoking person. And those of you who have ever met him would attest to the fact that he's never short on words, and was able to carry a conversation on a variety of topics. And we remember those good qualities of a friend passed on. Be grateful every second of every day that you get to spend with friends. Life is so very precious, and that is very, very true. We have to remember that. So, in memory of Jeff, the 3 Charlie Victor, we'll begin the hour this morning. I'm looking for any emergency or priority traffic. Nothing heard. Anybody want to check in mobile, portable, out of province, out of country? Nothing heard. Okay, so I just would like to tell you this morning that Linda, Jeff's XYL, is listening in. She's over at the QTH of Chris, the 3XKZ, and she's listening in, and so if anybody would like to come in and say something when you check in, that would be most welcome. Open for check-ins, Victor Echo 3 November Hotel, Bill, near Grand Bend.
And Victor Echo 3 India Sierra X-ray.
Victor Echo 3
Charlie November X-ray.
DTX.
Victor Echo 3, Golf India, Oscar.
Victor Echo 3, X-ray, Bravo Lima.
Okay, just hold it right there. I got ISX, CNX, DTX, GIO. I think that was TPZ in there. Is that Roger?
Roger, Roger.
And who came before James?
V3XBL.
Gotcha, Ken. Okay, let's just hold it right there. Barry, go ahead.
Well, Bill, first of all, thank you for the preamble, the summary of Jeff. You've put it right down to where I think anyone who knew Jeff will certainly agree with you. That's excellent. And to Linda, who is listening, our condolences from all the members of the Ontars family. It's a big, big family. We are definitely going to miss him. And Linda, again, I know all of us share this thought. If there's anything that any of us can do for you, we are here to stand by your side. Anyway, Bill, I don't have any traffic. I'm going to let you carry on. You've got a huge list there. I acknowledge you'll be doing this for the next 3 weeks. I've already got the feelers out for the replacement. So take care, Bill. Have a good one to you and Liz. VE3ISX, Barry in Hamilton.
Okay, Barry. Thanks. Going to be tough to find a replacement for Jeff, Barry, but I know you'll do your best. Find somebody who had the charm and the wit and the personality to handle this hour, which is a key hour in the on-charge schedule. 7-3 from my friend, we'll catch you soon. Pat, VE3CNX, good morning again.
Okay, VE3NH, VE3CNX, good morning to you and good morning to Barry and to all on frequency. And thank you so much for taking the time and the thoughtful comments that you shared in memory of Jeff. You know, prior to coming on this morning, I thought, wouldn't it be good if we had a minute of silence? But this was even better. Thank you, Bill. And to Linda, if you're listening, I believe we met when I was up at the farm a few years ago. You may not remember me, but we share your loss. No matter what Jeff was involved in, no matter where he went, no matter what he said, he endeared himself to all of us, to the ham community, both as a professional, as a technician, and with all of his homespun stories about some of the challenges in maintaining a home and so on. We were part of your family, and he was a part of ours, so please accept our deepest condolences, and may God bless you and keep you. Back to you, Bill, DE3CNX.
Thanks for your thoughts, Pat. Well said. Well said. And Jeff had a lot of funny stories to tell. Anybody who's ever heard him talk about making beer in the lab at the University of Alberta, you just split your sides at some of the things, some of the antics that those guys did. And they were supposedly doing research on microbiology things. I fondly remember several of the stories that Jeff told about that lab. Doug, V3DTX, go ahead. DTX?
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's good morning to you, and good morning to everybody, and to Jeff's other half, if she's in there, I just want to send my condolences. I was very... had the opportunity to meet Jeff about three times at different ham fests. It was always enjoyed having a great chat with him, and all the best to the family. Yeah, Jeff, I was one of the lucky ones in the group. A lot of you in the group here I haven't met, but I did meet Jeff, and yeah, very kind person, and like I said, at ham fests and that, so just my condolences from my family to yours there, and one time to another. I'm just down Highway 9, so we weren't far apart, but I never did get up to Jeff's farm there, but anyway, again, my condolences, and he'll always be thought of. Thank you. 7-3.
Thanks, Doug, and thanks for checking in this morning and sharing your thoughts. Larry, V3GIO, good morning.
Thank you, Bill. VE3GIO in Woodstock. Yes, our condolences, Linda. And Jeff was one great amateur, and he put a lot of effort into everything he did to the hobby. And he was in, he pretty well had everything covered in the hobby there as well. And Bill, you're following right there with him, so good work by everybody there. And he will be remembered forever, and life goes on. And keep a stiff upper lip there, and good luck there, Linda. And back to you, Bill, and good morning to everyone else out there on the frequency for the Jeff's Hour.
Thanks, Larry, and I hope that you have many happy flights over the next couple of days while the weather stays nice and warm. Thanks for checking in this morning. 7-3 for now. Ken, V3XBL, go ahead.
Yeah, V3XBL back here. Just want to say all my feelings go out to Linda there. Very sad, and I know Jeff will be missed by her for sure. He was always so, an upkeep person. Whenever I met him, he's always happy and go-lucky. And, Bill, I know you're going to miss Jeff. I know you and him were very close, did everything together. So I know it must have been awful hard on you. And it's hard to talk about it, but so sudden, and I didn't expect that for sure, as everyone else did. And he'll be dearly missed on this radio frequencies. For sure. Anyhow, back to you.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. Well, I certainly will miss him for the fact that a couple of three times a week we'd go down the frequency and have a rag chew and, share all sorts of thoughts about building antennas, fixing problems, and so on. And, that's just not going to be the same. But, as it says, you just remember, Remember the good times, and we will do that. Thanks for checking in, Ken. Really good to hear you this morning. I spoke or emailed Dave EBM this morning, and I said I may not be on for the net tonight because I'd be watching the hockey game. Toronto and Montreal have a really hot series going, so I may be watching the hockey game unless it gets so far out of hand that I can just shut it off and go on to 6 meters. So we may see it tonight. Depends on how things turn out. 7-3s, Ken.
Okay, very good, Bill. We're all probably in the same boat, so we'll catch you on that next week.
Okay, very good. 7-3. James, V3TPZ, good to hear you this morning. Go ahead.
V3NH, V3TPZ, morning, Bill, and good morning to Chris and Linda over there in Mayfield. And Linda, my condolences to you and from the lads out here shopping that. And great job. Back to you, Bill.
Okay, James, thanks for coming in and saying hello to Linda and us. And one of these days we'll probably catch up with you in person. I haven't seen you. I think were you at the Hanover Ham Hall last summer up in Hanover?
Probably the year before that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll catch you one of these events soon, James, and we'll renew our face-to-face relationship. Take care. Have a good one. Chris, V3XKZ, do you want to come in and say good morning?
Yeah, hi, Bill. this is V3XKZ. And I'm here with Linda and my wife, Karen, and we're listening along with everyone else. and Linda says, and crying. And just to give everyone a short... how I met Jeff, I was interested in getting interested in ham radio back in the fall of 2016, and I just sent a letter to, or an email to the Stratford Radio Club and asked them how I would go about it, and the guy emailed me back, said he had sent my email address to Jeff and another ham up here, I think it might have been James. And, gosh, not 5 minutes later, I got an email from Jeff saying, I can help you out there. Why don't you come on over to my place and Saturday morning? So I went over there Saturday morning. And that began the just a wonderful relationship with Jeff and his wife, Linda, and became very good friends with Karen and I. So Jeff always astounded me with his kindness and his wealth of knowledge of ham radio. And I'll be forever grateful for having met Jeff that day. And Jeff, I know you're out there listening, so... Well, I'll miss you, my good friend. Back to you, Bill. VE3XKZ.
Okay, Chris. Thanks, and I'm glad you told that story about how you got started in ham radio, because that was typical of Jeff, as you know, but maybe others don't, Jeff also elmered Mike in Bayfield, got him on the way, even though Mike had a little bit of a head start. Jeff continued to help him along where necessary, and that was what Jeff did. He was always willing to help people out. Good morning, Karen, and good morning, Linda. And tears are okay. I mean, it's just natural. And we hope that some of the things that people are saying about Jeff will help you get through these tough times. And so now we'll open it up to other check-ins. This is Bill of V3NH near Grand Bend looking for check-ins to Ontario. Something in Tango. Can you try it again, please?
Victor Tango Tango.
Oh, Victor Tango Tango. Okay, good morning. I don't believe I've met you before. Name's Bill. And go ahead. And you're a little bit light this morning, but I think we can copy you.
Roger, thanks, Bill. And I'm not too sure the video is coming in too strong. I think I might have a little bit of a connection on the guy's head here.
Okay, I got most of that, but I missed your name. Could you repeat your name, please? Okay, I got you, Al. Very good. Yeah, the band's a little bit up and down, and you were just sort of at the noise level, and then you came up a little bit, and it was just up and down. But thanks for checking in. Appreciate that. 7-3, and have a good day. Okay. Anyone else for Entourage? Victor Echo 3, November Hotel.
Victor Echo 3, Fox Echo.
Okay, you're all by yourself. E3SX. Good morning. I don't believe we've met before. Was it FX or EFX? The call sign, the call ending in X, was it Foxtrot Echo or Foxtrot Echo X-ray? Oh, Foxtrot Echo, that would be me. Good morning, Bill. And I'd just like to pass my condolences on to Linda. Never met Jeff, but we talked often and found out that during the summer we drove very close to your place quite often, stopping in at Haters for some of their fine turkey. Oh, roger that. F.E., you're, I forget your name, but you're from Guelph, are you not?
I am. It's Mike. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's Mike in Guelph, and I've got my Linda just behind me here.
Yeah, I want to pass on my condolences to Linda as well. And, yeah, we both have spoken to Jeff, and it was one of the things that we were possibly going to make a stop and say hi this summer when we were heading up to Grand Bend Motorplex. So take care, and as has been said, cheers are okay, and just ask for help. Help is always available. If somebody offers, take them up on it because they want to do it. VE3CZ.
Okay, thanks, Linda. By the way, when did you get the two-letter call?
Just last week it became official.
Well, congratulations. It's a nice call to have, and I'm sure that people will get to know you by CZ instead of by your other three-letter call. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for your words.
7-3, take care.
7-3, Mike. Okay, on charge, Victor Echo 3, November Hotel. Bill near Grand Bend looking for check-ins. Sounds like it's going to be a slow morning, Chris.
Yeah, Bill. We've had some really good check-ins already this morning, and Linda here is, I know she's very grateful for all the kind words from everyone. And I guess maybe it's just hard for people to check in and talk about Jeff. It's a very big loss for all of us. Thank you, Bill.
Well, yeah, I can appreciate that. It's much easier to talk about life than about death. But we have to do both. And this is sort of a tribute to Jeff. This is with the first hour on Entourage since he passed on. And it's only fitting that we talk about him and his impact on ham radio. So for those of you out there who are listening and are a bit reluctant to come in, if you, just check in. Don't feel as if you have to make any kind of a statement or anything like that. Just come on in and say hello. Friendly voices are what counts now. So, Entourage, Victor Echo 3, November Hotel, Bill near Grand Bend.
Victor Echo 3, Radio Whiskey Baker.
John, you're all by yourself. Good morning.
Well, that happens quite frequently, whether you know it or not. As far as Jeff goes, he's up there probably talking to all the other hams that we've lost. Dads will be up there, and hopefully they'll start straightening up some of this interference.
Yes. I think Jeff is now a new member of HARC, the Heavens Amateur Radio Club.
That's a good one. That's a good one. We'll go along with that. I don't know if it's... Ay, golly. There's quite a few of them up there by now, and there's more to come, so there you go, no matter how you look at it. Beautiful day today, and it's fitting that you're there taking Jeff's place today.
Well, you know, I offered to do this for 3 weeks just to kind of give Barry a chance to find somebody who would try to fill Jeff's shoes, and something that would be very difficult to do because, as you know, he was he was a larger-than-life personality on the air, and never at a loss for making making talk with people. So hopefully Barry can find somebody who is of the same ilk and will carry on the hour. Jeff did an admirable job of filling in for Gord, the 3DBP, on the Tuesday morning slot after Gord passed away. And I thought that, you know, Gord's shoes would be hard to fill, but Jeff certainly did that and more. John, over.
Yeah, Gordy was why I grabbed Monday mornings, too. It was a good way to start the week off, but I wasn't near as knowledgeable as he was.
Well, there we had two of them, very, very knowledgeable guys, and were quite willing to share their knowledge. Well, I hope you have a good day down there. It's supposed to be very hot. They're calling for temperatures around 31 and maybe some rain later on today. So it's going to be very humid, John, so stay cool, eh?
Well, I'm going to take the bike wherever I go today just to make it rain because it's awful dry here. And if it doesn't rain pretty soon, it's just going to get drier. And then it'll take a good 3 or 4 day rain to get it back to where it should be. Anyway, take care, and thanks again for being there. We'll catch you the next time, Bill, E3RWB.
Okay, John. Well, it's an honor to be able to do the hour for Jeff. And keep your mouth closed when you're driving that bike, eh?
Oh, no. They get to the point they start to taste good.
Protein.
There you go. When I get to the end of the ride, I'm ready to go.
And then you got to clean your teeth.
Well, but I mean, normally a glass of water and a swish them out and they're gone.
What's your favorite?
I haven't got any favorites. There's some of them that get in your eyes, though. You remember those little wee tiny no-see-ems? Have you ever gone through a flock of them?
Oh, brother, yes. Many, many moons ago when I rode a bike, yes, I've gone through them. That was back before the days of state visors.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell that. That was back in the days when we didn't wear helmets. Anyway, I used to ride from Coburg to Grafton, and we'd finish up about, you know, messing around about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then you'd head for home, and every low spot, you know, the temperature changed, and you'd come up out of that low spot, and bang, there's a flock of bugs.
Well, I tried never to ride at night, or even dusk, because I knew the bugs would be out, but you couldn't get away from them in the daytime, because... you know, you're quite right. You get down to a low spot where it was just a little bit cooler, and there'd just be zillions of them, and you just had to close your eyes and hope for the best. It got to the point where I started wearing goggles with my helmet because I didn't have a visor, and they still got in my nose and in my ears, and oh, God, it was terrible. Anyway, them's long days ago.
Look at the fun you had, eh?
Oh, there was nothing like it. 7-3, John, good to hear you this morning. Thanks for checking in.
Take care, Bill. 7-3. Everybody out there, play safe. E3RWB.
Okay, this is Ontario. Bill, V3NH near Grand Bend, looking for check-in.
Victor Edward 3, Foxtrot, Tango Golf.
Mr. Echo 3, Kilo Charlie Yankee.
Okay, two fine gentlemen there. FTG, I know that I've taken you as a check-in before. I've forgotten your name. Shame on me. Go ahead.
Well, that's not unusual at our age, forgetting something. Anyway, it's John over here in Victoria Harbor. Under partially clear skies, but I think we're going to get some rain maybe within the hour or so. You got a fine signal up here? I haven't been very active. As a matter of fact, I guess a lot of us have not. We've been kind of, I don't know, in the doldrums, you might say. And it's getting to us. You get a little bit touchy and a little bit angry and a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but none of the good things. Anyway, my friend, I want to talk to you again. Not about you. Victor Edward 3, Foxtrot, Tango, Golf.
Okay, John, very good. for some reason I keep getting Victoria Harbor confused with Victoria's Secret. Anyway, good of you to check in this morning, John. Take care and have fun.
Okay, we're going to have fun, that's for sure. When you get guys around like you to make life a little more tolerable, you might say. Thanks for being there. Victor Eddy, 3FT to G, Victoria Harbor.
I think I doubled with you a little bit there, John, but I got the gist of it. Thanks very much for checking in. Good to hear you this morning. Ken V, 3KCY, go ahead.
Yeah, V3 at 3KCY. Good morning, Bill. Sort of reminiscing along here in the last few minutes. I just got down to the chat and Linda's listening. My sympathies to you and the family. Yep, he's a good friend and an Elmer for me too. And he always had some great stories to tell, and he never ceased to make you laugh. And just lots of memories.
Yes, for sure. And some of the trials and tribulations that Jeff had setting up his beverage antennas at Christmas. He usually chose the first week of December to do that. And every year, it was a real, real chore to get those antennas up because he had to string them across the farmer's field after the plowing was done. And there were a couple of times when he told some pretty interesting stories about slipping and sliding down the furrows, carrying a big sledgehammer and big rebar, 4-foot rebar length, and what have you. And I can sympathize with that because I helped him do that one day after he'd had an operation and couldn't lift anything over 20 pounds for 6 weeks or so. And I can attest to the type of thing that Jeff went through every fall. But he was dedicated. Boy, those things had to be up before the ARRL 160-meter contest. And on the Monday morning or the Tuesday morning following that episode, he could tell you in graphic detail all about the furrows across that field. At any rate, hope you have a good day down there. Ken, stay cool. Going to be a hot one.
Yep, that it is. Then I guess we get some free ship tomorrow if the weather gods are accurate with what they're forecasting. So, just in addition to the story about putting up the beverage, was him telling the story about the cart and the mud building up on the wheels and the thing getting harder to pull. I think, I don't know whether you helped him the next day. Somebody helped him to get it out on the field.
Well, it wasn't me. It was somebody, maybe the farmer himself, but yeah, 10 pounds of mud on each wheel, or maybe more than that, and it was terrible. Huron County clay, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, nothing else here, no traffic. We're looking at all the coffee gone, and we got a full day ahead of us, so thanks for taking the hour there, Bill, and we'll listen for you tonight, maybe there, depending how the hockey game goes. So, V3NH, V3KCY, 73.
Okay, Ken. Yep, we'll see. If the Leafs are ahead by 3 goals in the third period, I would hope they wouldn't collapse. Or if Montreal is up 4-1, no hope of recovery by the Leafs, I will be on the 6-meter net tonight. Other than that, if it's a nail biter, I'll probably watch till the end of the game. 7-3, have a good one, and we'll see you later. V3NH.
7-3.
This is Ontars, everybody. V3 November Hotel. Bill, near Grand Bend, looking for check-ins.
V3H, all right.
Hey, Harvey, geez, I haven't heard you on the air for a long time. How are you doing?
What do you mean? I talked to you last week. No, I guess I didn't. It was a week before. Sorry about that, Bill. Good morning to yourself and all the rest of the hams that are out there that are all thinking of Jeff. And he was a great guy. He helped the young fellas, and he helped these old guys like myself. So, boy, he was going to be sadly missed. And our deepest and most sincere sympathies to Linda. Other than that, not much happening in Exeter, Bill. Waiting for my lawnmower to come home so I can, it's now a hay field. it's supposed to show up today. Well, you know what I'll be doing. Other than that, not much happening, Bill. Back to you.
Okay, Harvey. Yes, Jeff was quick to volunteer his time for anybody and everybody, and I know that he helped you out on a couple of occasions to get some things soft. I got a question for you. Is your lawnmower of the four-legged variety?
Yes, it is, Bill.
Four legs or four wheels?
Four wheels.
Oh, why didn't you get a four-legged one?
I don't know. I don't know. What would I do with the refuge, Bill?
Hey, there are people who pay good money for that.
Yes, but my neighbors would know. I'd have the town boys here every day.
Well, if you had a goat, kept him around the back, people wouldn't know very much. They probably wouldn't even know you had him.
My neighbors are more nosy, have big noses, Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You live in town. Well, I hope that the lawnmower gets there and that you have success in cutting the grass. It's been growing like crazy. 7-3, Harvey. Good to hear you this morning. Take care, my friend. See you next time down the log.
Thanks, Bill. You and Liz have a great day as well.
Thank you. Somebody came in there right at the end. Who's that?
W-8-L-S.
Larry, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine over here. Had a little bit of rain, but we could use some more, and yeah, the grass is growing. And the flowers are blooming, all is well, W-8-L-S.
Yep, good signal this morning from mid-Michigan, and the band is a little bit noisy. There's some kind of a hum that's right, or not a hum, but it's right on the frequency. It disappears as you go north and south. But it's pretty well right bang on 3755. I'm wondering if you're hearing that over there, Larry.
No, I'm not hearing it. Maybe you ought to check your earlobes. Maybe it's a mosquito.
No, it's something on the frequency. Another one of our local hams speculated that it might be the radar station. He thought that they built a new radar station to the east of the pumping station at Grand Bend. And he thought that maybe that's what was causing the noise, because you get far enough away, nobody hears it.
Yeah, I got a friend over on the west side of the state, and they put they make different kinds of chips, like Doritos and that kind of stuff. And I guess they got all kinds of motors and what have you going, and it sure giving them trouble with this station, man. Oh, man. I don't, we've had good communication for years, and now all of a sudden the factory moved in, and there goes the signal. So they're trying to work it out, but I don't know. It's a lot of motors and stuff to mess with. All that stuff's computerized, microwave, and what have you.
Yep, there's more and more noise appearing on the band all the time. It's almost a losing battle, because there's no regulation on some of these items coming in from offshore. They don't have any RF suppression whatsoever, and it's a constant battle. At any rate, we just have to soldier on. Thanks for coming in this morning, Larry. Good to hear you. I'll catch you again soon. 7-3.
Good day, my friend. 7-3, Debbie.
Thank you. This is Bill, V3NH, filling in on Jeff's Hour, what's been known for the last 3 years as Jeff's Hour, Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. And if anybody would like to come in and check in and say a few words, Jeff XYL Linda is listening in over at the QTH of Chris, V3XKZ in Bayfield. So this is OnTars looking for check-ins, V3NH.
Victor Alpha 3, Delta Uniform.
Victor Echo 3, Oscar Zulu Whiskey. Victor Echo 3, Yankee Kilo.
Well, there we go. For an orderly check-in. Thank you very much, gentlemen. John, VA3DU, good morning, my friend.
Well, good morning to you, Bill, and Ken, and I didn't hear the other station in there, but I know he was there. I just didn't pick up the call. Anyways, good morning to everybody, and wish Linda all our best here. I know what she's going through. I just lost my wife, so I definitely know what a hard time it is. Anyways, Bill, I want to thank you for the call you gave me the other day. That was really nice. And I was listening to what you were saying about these devices and the noises they make. And in Germany, They have made it law now that these devices have got to meet a certain standard, or else they just are not allowed to sell them. So maybe we need that over here, Bill.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, but don't expect anything to come out of our federal government. They just waffle around, waffle around. They're afraid to offend anybody or make any decision which will in any way impact on any segment of the business and things. So I don't think we're going to get to any resolution on this problem anytime soon, John. It's but it is getting worse, and I know that Jeff, for years since the wind turbines came on, suffered with interference from the wind turbines on 160 meters and to a lesser extent on 80 meters. And it doesn't have to be, because I have wind turbines back here behind me, and they don't cause any problem at all. But they're manufactured in Germany. They're Siemens. The ones up near Bayfield are Westinghouse manufactured in the United States, where there are no regulations concerning RF suppression. So on it goes.
Yeah, Roger. Well, maybe if we start squawking more, we'll get some results. I don't know if it was affecting something commercial. You can almost bet there'd be an immediate action. Anyways, Bill, I'm just debating what to do. I've got some heavy tower sections there from a commercial tower. The things are kind of bent up. I was going to use them for something, but I don't think I'm going to now. But I'm going to need the Massey Fergus tractor to load that into a trailer. And I was listening to the price of steel lately. Holy mackerel, it just skyrocketed right through the roof there. So it might pay for a gas tank or two fill-up, Bill.
Well, I'm sure it will. I took 320 pounds of tin down to the local recycler, and I got $52 for it last week.
Yeah, my problem is I got to run it over to the North Bay or Sudbury. Probably cost me more than that in gas, so it's too bad they didn't pick it up.
Yeah, I know. Well, as you say, the prices are continuing to rise, so maybe you'll just hang on to it until they get up, maybe 18, 20 cents a pound, and then it makes it worthwhile if you can get enough on the trailer. Good luck with that. Don't break the tractor loading those tower sections.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. Okay, Bill, better let you carry on there. Good to talk to you this morning, and you have a great day. 7-3.
Okay, John. 7-3, and once again, our condolences from everybody on the loss of Mary. Take care. Good to hear you. V3NH. Richard, V3OZW. Good morning. How are things up in Mildmay?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Yeah, V3OZW, Richard here in Mildmay, and good morning to everybody on frequency. And thank you for doing Jeff's hour there right now. It's very gonna miss chatting with him on Tuesday mornings, and it's really good to have his wife listening in as well, and my sympathies to her. Yeah, I'm not sure what else to say there, Bill. Just a big thanks to you for doing it.
That's an honor to be able to do this, Richard. Jeff was a pretty special guy and a good close friend, and just to be able to do his hour from time to time, it was always an honor when I could fill in for him. So I feel good about that, and we've had many people come in this morning and express condolences to Linda, who has been listening on the side over at XKZ's place in Bayfield, and I think that's great. For many people, I've felt the way that that I do. That Jeff was an exceptional fellow and a great ham. So enough compliments that can never come his way, or?
Oh, very true, very true. Yep.
Yeah, he was always I've only been doing this for about a year now, so we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary, I think, soon. So pretty new. But he was one of those guys that welcomed me in and helped me out and gave me some tips and tidbits over the air on his hour. And, and I always said, our daughter lives a concession away from his QTH there. So I always said, once COVID's gone, I'm going to drop by and visit. So never got the opportunity. But, you know, it's still, I guess we'll just remember the good times. There you go.
Well, it just goes to show you that you don't put off things like that. And I, you know, I've done that many, many times, Richard. I said, oh, I'm going to go and visit so-and-so. And then in the blink of an eye, he's gone. And so I try not to do that anymore. I try to, if I get the urge, I'm going to go and visit so-and-so, have an eyeball QSO or whatever, I try to do it because you never know. At any rate, thanks for checking in. Good to hear you this morning. I'll catch you on one of your hours later in the week, V3NH.
Okay,
well,
sounds good there, Bill. Take care, 73, V3OZW.
73, Richard. Ken, V3YK, good morning.
Well, very good morning to you, Bill, and to Richard there. And, Jeff, every time I spoke with Jeff, I learned something. It was always a learning experience for me, and I cherish every CUSO that we had. I really, really do. And, Linda, I know you're listening, and John, both have lost your spouses, and I don't know. I don't know what to say about that other than, you know, very sad, and God bless the pair of you. And, anyway, Bill, I guess Jeff would have wanted us to carry on, wouldn't he?
That's for sure. That's for sure. You know, someone is gone, but not forgotten. And as I said at the start of the hour, there's a quotation I found on the web, death ends a life, not a relationship. So the relationship goes on, and we remember, and we honor by remembering.
Exactly. That's what we've got, the memories, and they're so cherished and so fantastic, each and every one. Have a good rest of the hour there, bud. Thanks for this. The E3YK.
Hey, Ken. Very good. And I think Barry told you that I'm going to do the next 3 weeks, and then he's going to find a replacement. So maybe you'll be interested, in, along with some other people, in acquiring the hour. Thanks. Good to hear you this morning. Say hello to Diane, and we'll catch you again soon.
Thanks,
This is Ontario, V3NH, Bill near Grand Bend, looking for check-in. You hear that noise, Chris, right on the frequency? If you tune either side of it, it appears to disappear.
I don't hear that at all. I have the pan adapter thing on here, the software-defined radio, and it doesn't see it either.
Yeah, it's really strange. If it's not an oscillation, it's a buzz. And it almost sounds like it's a power supply thing. And, of course, if there, in fact, there is another little radar station just up the road, it's got a high-voltage power supply, which might be dirty. And maybe that's what I'm hearing, and it's just not radiating up as far as your place.
Well, perhaps not, but you know, I have confidence that if anybody, anywhere, can get to the bottom of it, it's you, Bill.
Well, I'm going to do some listening. I told Kevin, VA3OR, when he told me about this little radar station he thought was being built, or was built, and was just going into operation, that I was going to take a transistor radio and drive up by there and see if I can hear any noise when I drive up. But the funny part about it is, it's not there every day. It's there a good bit of every day, but it's not there every day. So I don't know what to make of that.
Isn't that funny? Well, I don't know. I hope you find it. There's nothing more frustrating than that. I know you and John Red, White, Blue, and our friend down there, Noro Madonte. Gosh, you guys have huge trouble. Anyway, good luck with it, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. Well, it's not really obnoxious. I can still hear, and if I use the beverage pointing, northeast, it pretty well eliminates it. So if I use the beverage that points right toward it, it's overwhelming. So that's why I think that that's where it's coming from, but we'll find out. 73. Chris, are you hearing any of that noise on up there in Bayfield?
Yes, I am, Bill, now that you mention it. But it's really late in the background, but when there's no speaking, you can hear it really well. By the way, Bill, Jeff, Linda's asked me here to talk about Gord and Jeff's relationship. Gord, VE3, Delta Bravo Papa, I believe, Linda was saying how good a friend Jeff and Gord were, and how much Jeff had learned from Gord, and he was just thrilled to take over Gord's spot after he passed Becky.
Very true. Gord did 5 days a week at 8 o'clock, Monday to Friday, and I knew Gord for about 12 years before he passed away. And he was there faithfully every morning, unless, of course, he was ill or something like that, and then somebody might have to take over. But he and Jeff were of the same ilk. Command of the net, never at a loss for words, always greeted everybody like a long-lost friend. And when Jeff got the Tuesday hour, I and everybody else said, wow, this is a perfect fit. And because Gord was such a great fellow. And yes, he was an old-timer, a real old-timer, because he was 87, 86 going on 87 when he passed away. And he had amassed a very, very large amount of knowledge, which he was quite willing to share with people. And of course, that's what Antares has symbolized over the years, is the sharing of ideas and what have you. So, yep, they were two of a kind. Chris, over.
That's for sure, Bill. Very good. I'll let you continue on. And Linda asked me to just mention to everybody, thank you so much for all the kind remarks and the condolences. And she really remembered this hour for a long time. I'm actually recording it, so I'll give her a copy of this recording for the hour. Bill, back to you.
Okay, Chris. Well, we have a very, very fine community here, Linda, and I think that the number of check-ins is a little bit lower this morning because maybe people are just a little bit shy about coming in and expressing their sentiments. It doesn't mean that they aren't out there thinking about what a fine guy Jeff was. It just means that maybe they're a little bit shy about coming on and expressing them on the air. But I know that there are people out there who are saying, yes, we agree with what's been said. And all these comments are, from the heart, and they all certainly help to ease the pain that that you're experiencing in the week after Jeff's passing. So this is a small part of what ham radio is all about, Linda. But it is a fraternity. It's like a brotherhood, and I think that we're all a pretty close bunch, and when one of us loses a battle, as Jeff did, we all feel it very, very strongly. So you're hanging with a good lot of people.
Many thanks, Bill, from Linda, for your words, and your opening words of this hour were also very touching and moving. Bill, back to you.
Okay, this is Antares, Bill of the 3NH, filling in for Jeff, the 3CV, who became a silent key just a very few days ago, and trying to fill his shoes once again. And we're looking for check-ins. Anybody want to come by and say a few words? Jeff XYL is listening in over at XKZ's place in Bayfield. If you don't want to say a few words on the air, just say a few words silently in honor of a great guy. V3NH.
V3 Fox Echo Kilo Bill in Sudbury.
Okay, I got FEX and VEK, and there might have been another one. Don't think so. Mark, V3FEX. Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay, Bill, and I'll say good morning to yourself and everybody on the net, and Jeff XYL, just shocking news, and Jeff always seemed to have like
so much energy when he would do the net.
Or in person. It's like the guy who ran on Duracell batteries, or ever-ready energizers.
Always had a nice word to say, and always seemed to be so positive about everything. I'm going to miss that guy.
And that's about all I got to say about that. Just another pee for the pod there, Bill. Hope everything's good on your end. We're not contaminated here. Looking forward to a hot one today. So we'll say 7-3. Thanks for doing the hour. And we'll look forward to the future of the E3 at the exit.
Okay, Mark. Thanks for your thoughts. And good signal from Windsor this morning. Yes, Jeff greeted everybody like a long-lost brother. He was very effusive and always happy to hear anybody who checked in. He treated everybody with respect, and he just thought that everybody was the greatest person in the world. And in our ham community, that's the way to do it. So, it takes a pretty special personality to do that, and Jeff was certainly able to make everybody feel as if he was a great friend and really loved and cherished. And that's going to be tough to fill that type of role. So take care, stay cool. It's going to be 31 degrees up this way, Mark, and I'm sure it's going to be warmer down in Windsor. So stay cool, my friend.
Yep, going to stay down here in the office where it's air-conditioned and watch the weather out the window. 7-3, Jeff, thanks for doing the hour. It's 75 degrees already here and 74 humidity. Going to be a steamer. 7-3.
Okay, Mark. Good to hear you. Thanks for checking in. Bill, V3BEK, I don't suppose you're going to get the 31 degrees Celsius up your way today.
Overcast and kind of a gloomy day here, but Jeff's hour was always a bright one, and I always enjoyed I couldn't walk out of the without giving Bill Jeff a call, Bill. So, my condolences to Linda, and it's nice to still have a recording of some of our sentiments back here.
Yeah, very true. Well, I'll just give you a statistic. When Jeff did the hour, he quite often got over 30 check-ins. When I filled in for him, I would get about 21 or 22. So, go figure, eh?
Yes, I know. It's when you're an upbeat sort of guy with always something positive to say, that people will come back.
Well, it was a great way to start the day for a lot of people. It was their first, maybe they would not get on the air until the 8 o'clock hour. And on Tuesday morning, it was a great way to start the day because everything was upbeat. Never a negative thought. Everything was positive and upbeat. And it takes a pretty special person to be able to conduct affairs that way, Bill. Over.
Yeah, it's you got to have the right mentality to do this and the right personality. So thanks very much for taking the hour here. And I've enjoyed listening to your sentiments as well. 7-3.
Thanks, Bill. Well, it's an honor to be able to fill in for him. And over the next 2 weeks, I will also consider it an honor to run the hour until somebody else can take it. Stay cool up there, Bill. Good to hear you. Catch you Saturday morning on your shift on TARS. This is Bill, V3NH, near Grand Bend, looking for check-ins to the net.
And recheck V3SX.
Go ahead, Barry.
First of all, many, many kudos to you for putting this together. This is just absolutely a very, very fitting tribute. I'm wondering, is XKZ, Chris, is he currently listening? Can he hear me?
VE3XKZ. Yes, I can, Barry. Good morning.
Chris, I was reading the mail and heard that you were recording this. Would you permit the recording to be put up on the ONTAR special events area in memory of Jeff?
Of course, Barry. That would be no problem. I could just email it to you. And I think I have some past shows of shows. I used to call it this show. Past hours of Jeff's also that I've recorded when I was going to be out. Anyway, you could have those too if you'd like. Back to you.
Okay. Well, the one that comes to my mind is
This year when we had our 49th anniversary, and all of the controllers who took part in that, they're all their recordings are there, including Jeff. Okay, I'll work with it when I get it. And once again, Bill, thank you. So my work is in front of me. And I did like the tribute to Gord, because it was thanks to Gord that we got to meet the group up there at Elmira, Gord, and everybody else. So good show there, Bill. VE3ISX.
W8LF. Okay, Barry. Very good. And LS is in there. Just hang on, Larry. Yeah, and you know, Jeff always mentioned Gord. There was hardly a week went by when he didn't mention something that Gord had done, or he remembered something that Gord had said. And Gord was still and is still very much in our thoughts. He was, as Jeff, a great, great guy. So we remember that, and we honor the memory. Thanks for coming back, Barry.
I'll do what I can to honor the gentleman. And again, to Linda, all this, all the condolences and our thoughts and prayers to you as the time goes on. Back to you, Bill, V3ISX.
Okay, Barry, 7-3 for now. And Larry, recheck, go ahead.
You talking about Jeff. What was his call sign?
His call sign, Charlie Victor.
Oh, roger, roger. Okay, that's a shocker. Yeah, I heard you kept talking about Jeff, but I didn't hear the call sign. I was across the garage here, so. Well, our thoughts and condolences, too, to the family and all that knew him. WLS.
Okay, Larry. Well, actually, I omitted the call sign because Jeff was so well known that there was only one Jeff. He's the only Jeff on the air, and I just figured that everybody knew that his call sign was V3 Charlie Victor. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I guess not everybody knows it, but anyway, thanks for filling me in, and sound like quite a guy, WLS. I know I've checked in with him.
Yes, well, keep the memory alive, Larry. He was quite the fella. Thanks for coming back. So, we got the room for a couple more check-ins before the hour's over. Bill V3NH doing the hour in Jeff's memory, looking for check-ins.
VE3 Whiskey Victor
X-Ray. Who's the Whiskey something?
VE3 Whiskey Victor X-Ray.
Is that you, Mike?
Yes, Bill, it is. On my ultra-compromised antenna. And I've been listening along, of course, for the whole hour, and it's been quite moving. I don't really have words to express how I feel. I just wanted Linda to know that I've been listening in and she wanted to get me recording. So there you are. Back to you.
Okay, Mike. I can hardly copy you. You're very, very weak. I guess that's why you want to get that new antenna up. But I did get the gist of things, and thanks very much for coming in. It's great to have you. For those listening, I should mention that Mike, WVX, and Chris, XKZ, Jeff, and myself, and TPZ were members of the Bayfield Area Amateur Radio Club, and we're going to try to keep that little organization going and keep Jeff close to our thoughts. So thanks for coming in as another member of the club there, Mike.
You're welcome, Bill, and I'm sure Chris is copying this. Chris and Linda are copying that, so I'll say bye for now.
Okay, take care. And if you need a hand with that antenna, don't be afraid to give a shout, eh?
Oh, don't worry. The next couple of days are medical appointments, so it won't be for a while yet. Back to you.
Okay, good to hear you, Mike. Hour's just about up. Maybe one last check-in. Anybody else want to check into the 8 o'clock hour of E3NH?
And one more recheck with traffic.
Yep, go ahead.
Did Linda, Charlie Zulu, did she check in this morning?
Yes, she did.
Guess what? They just sent me an email. She says, I'm a little late, but today is Linda's birthday.
Oh, Linda, are you still listening of E3CZ?
Yeah, good morning, and thank you very much.
Happy birthday from all of us on OnCharge.
Happy birthday, Linda. There's a banner on the front page already for you.
It turned out to be a great day. I think I'll be staying in quite a bit because it is supposed to be a warm one.
Yeah, Barry said there's a banner up on the Ontario's webpage for you.
Oh, I don't know. This amateur community, I don't know. It definitely is a family. And to the other Linda, please believe that Jeff was part of the family for all of us as well.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Thank you.
VE3GIO.
Well, there you
go, Bill.
There you go. Thanks for coming back in. That was great that we could wish Linda a happy birthday. And everybody, the banner is up, so you can go and have a look and get all the details. Well, the hour is up. It's Bill, V3NH. I was honored to do this hour in memory of Jeff. And I'll be back next week to do another one. So 7-3 is all, and I think the next controller is Bob, V3MF. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Good morning to you. Oh, good morning to Linda with the new call sign, and Larry, and Barry, and I'm losing track of who's all here. You've been busy there, Bill.
Yes, it was a good hour, and I'm glad that we had so many people come in and say hello and express condolences to Linda. So I'll say 7-3 to all, 7-3 to Linda and Karen and Chris listening over in Bayfield. It's been great having all three of you on board, and the memories go on. 7-3 all, I'll be back next week. V3NH.
Yeah, thanks. So, yeah, I didn't get in earlier to chat with you because I typically don't do that, but yeah. And remembering Jeff, of course, that will carry on and on. There was a ham that passed away here in town. I long forgot what year it is, but I think it's at least 5 years ago. It was a great ham friend here in Cambridge, but he passed away. So ham radio brings us lots of wonderful people there, Bill.
Certainly does, Bob. I've been a ham for a long, long time, since back in the 50s. And I've always felt that these people were my brothers, and I could always count on them for help. Some are closer than others, but I've very seldom run across somebody who would stiff arm me and say, no, get away. So, yep, we're a band of brothers, Bob. Have a good hour. We'll catch you later, 7-3, and I'll be your first check-in.
Oh, yep, already got you down there, Bill. You take care. Keep well, and have you finished your brake job yet?
Yep, got it on, got the old rotors boxed up and sent back to the supplier.
Sounds good. Okay, you take care. It's a nice warm day, so find something cool to do there, Bill. Yep, 7-3 there, Bill. Thanks a lot. Good morning, everybody. This is Victor Echo 3, Mike Fox, Bob in Cambridge, Ontario. This is Ontars. Here every day of the week for over 49 years, and today we do need a controller at 11, and that's what I'll say about Ontario's at the moment, but first of all, I'll check for any YO check-ins. This is E3MF. I thought I'd get Linda. I guess not.